Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Insight.
Insight.
We have plenty.
You better dial back in. You're not communicating right.
Yes, start the show for me, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Insight Wednesday night live. Our nursing home program. And isn't it a disgrace how the politicians don't appear to love this country enough? You know, we've witnessed that personally on the state level and the federal level when we approached two different politicians to pass laws to protect people denied vital services, you know, guide dog, nothing has taken place, nothing has happened. So now the economy is down and horrible, you know, and yet these politicians persist in allowing money to be wasted in nursing homes, people's lives getting dismantled and uprooted and put into horrible places where they're neglected. I mean, it's just unbelievable how the politicians have not responded to care enough. And we're not asking them for more money. We're asking them to reroute the money that's already there and keep people in their own homes where it'd be a lot safer and, you know, easier to deal with the challenges of life. So I tell you, I personally, now this is more personal than it is in a site because I'm not going to tell people what to do, but I personally, and I told this to a surveyor tonight, will not vote for any politician unless they outwardly do something to help the plight of the disabled. And that something has to come from us, not what they say, not what they think, you know. Any one of these politicians want to know what, I got several things off the top of my head, you know. Fix the guide dog situation, license the schools, fix the ADA, protect us, you know. Fix the damn, get rid of the damn nursing homes and give us housing instead. Turn them into housing. Woman called me tonight. Stuck in a shelter, disabled woman. Telling me how violent it is in there and it's horrible. And the police have to be dispatched several times a day. People being violent to other people. And she told me that, you know, they're supposed to help her find housing, and she said they're not. And then she mentioned somebody told her she'd be eligible for a nursing home. See? That's what they want. They want you to go into the damn nursing home so they can take what little money you got. Tack on the Medicaid money and get more. So I will not vote for any politician anymore unless they do something tangible and outwardly to help the disabled. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be successful, you know. But let people know what's going on. They won't even do that. You know, because when it comes to legislation and people have to vote, you never know how they're going to vote. But the politicians won't even list the problems and let people know and back us up in a news conference. We have a big news conference coming up in September on these nursing homes. We're hoping that one of these politicians will endorse the idea to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, because there's a great need for housing in this country and in every community in this country. And these nursing homes are there, they're accessible, and they're being wasted on people who don't belong in them. They'd be better off in their own home. So look for our ad in Able News. I want to thank Angela Melanie for that, for backing us up. And she's not afraid of the phrase that we put in there, nursing homes kill people, get rid of them. The politicians are afraid of that because they don't want to face the truth. It's true. Why do you go to a nursing home? To die. You don't go to a nursing home to live and to improve your life. Inner Sight, anyway, I brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon. So check it out. And Kennedy Realty, another one of our friends, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Kennedy. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186.
I finally got through again.
Yeah. You need dog food,
Sorry.
Cat food, veterinarian
go.
Services, call Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-848-3085. Talk to Gary.
Yes.
All right.
Very
all the beautiful children, all the beautiful children of the world. Honor them. Watch out for them. Take care of them.
That's
right. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the Texas youngsters who lost their lives. We remember. Tell the
That's
politicians.
Right.
To somebody ought to start a petition on this. Tell
Maybe
the politicians to get off their ass and train dogs and keep them by the door with a trained officer of the schools.
That's
Now's
right.
the time to start doing it when the schools are mostly closed.
Yeah.
Just another way. The politicians are showing their indifference.
Oh, yeah.
Toward the protection of American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. What else we got? Oh, you want to run the Able News? Go ahead. Can you run Able News?
Yeah, let me, hang on, let me get to it. Oh, man. All right, why ain't it running?
Inner Sight on the Able News, and you can find us in there.
Yes, you can. And here we go. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, going on 32, right at the anniversary of our lovely not law, I should say. It's just a bunch of rules, not a law. Okay. and then, it's around, 10 to 20 years old, the law, and still, to this very day, nobody has done too much for the American with Disabilities Act. But Angela, oh my God, of Able News, she's done a lot. So I just wanted to let everybody know, and she also believes in what we're doing. So it's really been great working with Angela. Okay, and basically, Able is that newspaper that cares about the disabled, and you can get a free subscription to it by going online and getting the free subscription. And just, you know, create your own profile, and you'll be able to, you know, get your own subscription. It's for free. All right. Thank you, everybody. I just
all right. They have a calendar of events. They have various articles.
Yes, they do.
On the disabled. And they even have a personal column. You want to
The one you dabble with all the time.
Fool around with that one.
Yes, we do.
And we thank Angela Melanie for the ad.
Ad, yeah.
Helping us to bring the nursing home issue to the forefront.
That's right.
The public, because that's where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the politician's lap. What the biggest disgrace is that with this inner sight idea, we're not asking them to spend more money.
No, we're not. It's changed the rules.
And that makes it 1,000 times worse.
Yeah, it does. It's
we're
like you don't count.
We're asking them to free up the money that's being wasted,
get the
agencies mandated to raise money so people don't have to go to nursing homes, and help us start the Volunteers for Freedom. You know, take $25 million out of that $196 billion and put it into a fund.
That's right.
Let's start the Volunteers for Freedom.
That's right.
You know. So these politicians are really a disgrace, because here's a plan where they don't have to spend any more money and
That's
help millions
true.
Of people
yeah.
with housing. All right, Insight, 213-816-1650 on the phones.
Thank you.
Anybody wants to call in? Anybody have any nursing home stories?
I do, plenty.
Well, we know you do, but anybody else out there on the phone?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We would love to hear a nursing home story or have somebody call in from a nursing home, or somebody who works in a nursing home. You don't have to give your name.
Nope.
And your phone number will be protected.
Yes, it will.
You know, people are afraid.
They really are, yeah. Somebody
to,
will recognize
to,
their
to
voice.
To expose this situation.
Yeah, they'll be like,
they have to
oh.
be.
Oh, yeah, they have to be rigid, because, number one, I don't want them to... I don't have a voice disguiser, but you could just easily disguise your voice with a little, you know, bit of, you know, your mouth, you know, getting it right, and then you should be able to, you know, mask your own voice in a way, you know?
Well, you can just put your hand over your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep the phone close to you if you want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to thank Silo for their support.
Oh, yeah.
Their $700 donation and their pledge to help be there with the news conference September.
That's great. That's awesome.
We need more independent living centers to step up.
That's right.
You know, if you can't donate money, we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice if you can, but if you can't, we understand that. But get that petition out there. That you can do.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, every disabled person, almost every disabled person in this country, I'm an exception, had the computer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? You sit in front of the computer, you're there, you're doing whatever,
mm-hmm.
shopping, playing a game, whatever. Take a few minutes.
That's it.
And circulate that petition. Do it
that
for yourself.
Yeah, that would be very helpful to everybody involved. You won't
do it
see
for yourself
anymore. Yeah.
Because you don't want to wind up in a damn nursing home.
That's true. And we know
the
people
government's
who
not
have money.
Do it
yeah.
for you. The government's
yeah.
not going to protect you from a nursing home. The Americans with Disability Act is not going to protect you from
nothing.
A nursing home.
No, it ain't.
The state of New
yeah.
York or any other state is not going to protect mm-hmm. you from a nursing home.
Unless they create a program not to stop for benefits, then maybe yeah.
The home health agencies are not going to protect you from a nursing
Hell
home.
Hell no. Nope. I know
when
that
chips
for
are down.
That's right. They'll send you straight to the APS, Adult Protective
yeah.
Services.
Yeah, that's who they'll
and
call.
And then they'll put you in. Yeah, they'll put you in. And after they did with my mom, they pulled their hands up and said, I'm sorry, we're not taking care of her. She's too much of a challenge.
Yeah, you see.
And then when nobody was taking
care
of
her. They
didn't
want to take care of her.
And they wouldn't let me take care of her.
Well, they haven't got the
guts. I wanted to. No. They said, I have too much 8 hours to begin with, but they're not cutting me off of it, blah, 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 blah. I got the whole nine on me while I'm worried about my mom. It's crazy.
So you got to do it yourself.
That's right.
You know, sign the petition, read it. Read it. If you don't like it, don't sign it.
That's right. And if you can't read it...
We don't want you to sign something you don't like.
And don't take something and sign it just because you need to sign it. Take it and have somebody read it to you. Even though I'm visually impaired, I make sure somebody... I command somebody from their office to read whatever it is they give me. So at least that's some... sort of control you have, something. You know, you don't have all of it, but you have some of it. You know,
we need every disabled person in this country
mm-hmm.
to do something to help this petition.
Yes.
That's what we
yes.
need. We yes. should have 30 million signatures on this petition.
That's right. At least.
At least. At least
yes.
30 million signatures. You know? Because people don't want to wind up in a horrible, dirty, filthy, germ-ridden ridden nursing home
yeah.
where you're neglected and treated like garbage.
I know all the neglect, all right. They just didn't want to do anything anymore once I pointed it out to them. But you know what? I felt better that I pointed it out. And you know what? I know other people will also if they just get, you know, everything going together and start it going. Some people already got themselves out. Some are trying to get themselves out, so I'll wait a little bit for that nursing home, just a little while, so it doesn't harm the people that are already in it that belong. You know, now we've made them inner sight people. It's kind of nice.
Got a call from a woman tonight who's being mm-hmm. tossed around to different shelters.
Oh,
know.
My.
And one of the social workers or whoever it was referred her to a nursing home.
Oh, my God.
She called me. I said, don't you do it.
No.
Stay
Please
away
not.
From those
I gotta
places.
Know that
you know,
from you
they're horrible.
Yeah, I know.
And they told her, this is one of the better nursing homes. There's
oh,
no such
God,
thing.
There is no such
as
thing.
As a better nursing home.
No, there isn't. Yep.
There is no such thing. They're all horrible.
I went.
They ought to be outlawed tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. I was in 4 different nursing homes over a 6-month period. Because if one couldn't take me, they referred me to another. And they said, this person needs and must be in a nursing home. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, I don't. I just need to get better with my leg that I twisted, you know, while I was in the shower and strengthen the muscles. If you could do that, then you're doing well. If not, I'm walking right out of here this evening. And I walked right out of there.
Well, they probably believe that everybody should be in a nursing home.
Yeah, well, I didn't
People
want to
like
go
that.
Anymore back to my room. I packed up everything that was in my room before I stepped out the door and spoke with them. I knew shit was going to go down. And I knew that I wanted my husband to pick up my stuff. You know, and I gave him hell. And I said, I can't deal with this anymore. You got to get me out of here. And he goes, oh, I'm so happy to have you home. Yeah. And then the social worker said, we could have brought you to a different floor. You don't have to. I said, no, I do have to do this. This is for my husband and I.
Different
this
floor.
Yeah.
What a bunch of jackasses. Like one floor is better than another?
No, it isn't.
One floor is worse than another.
You don't know. You have to just go in there and, you know, say somebody is your friend. And they're not in the nursing.
No, I know. I know. I do know.
Yeah.
I do know from past experience and all the stories and all the horror.
Yeah.
You know that one floor
is
worse than another.
Yep.
You have to know that.
Yep. You know what it is? They have you in those areas where they don't want people to, quote, escape. They have a buzzing door. They did that to my dad. So he's not an escapist. Let's take him out and put him on the second floor. It's a kind of a quieter floor, and it was. It was nicer. And I think they have, you know, my mother was complaining, so when my dad was...
Yeah, it was nicer until you wet yourself and they leave you lay there for 3 hours.
Exactly.
Then it's not
exactly.
So nice anymore.
That's right. I know that because that's what they did to
me. Horrible.
You know, and I was like, no, don't sit comfortably. You have a wet diaper, tell them. She didn't know how to do that. That's the problem right there. And I felt so bad for her. I really did. She knew that nursing home as to be a better, quote, nursing home than the other. And I told her, Mom,
well, that's what they
listen.
Do. They, you know what they do?
Yeah.
They deceive people.
Yeah,
you know,
they
brag about a particular nursing home. And then you get in there and you find out it's the same crap, maybe even worse.
Yeah, actually it was worse than it was before that. And my mother cracked her freaking head open for them to realize they had to bring in the state to make sure that my mother was okay. She was out unconscious, never told me that. Never told me that my mother was out unconscious. They only said that she had to go to the hospital, she had a mishap. I was so tempted to go down there. I was itching to go down there and yell at them. You don't, you know. Then I knew
yell
you
at
had
them. You should have called the damn newspapers.
Yeah, I could do that. Yep. I'll call
damn right, you
my should friend.
Have.
Well,
anybody,
yeah.
Anybody who, let me just put this out there. Anybody who's having trouble with nursing home, feel free to call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On the inner site number, 631-224-3090. All right? I don't know of any other agency that
just
you can call 24/7 and get help. You know? And when I say get help, I mean we will call the jackasses if we have to.
That's right.
We'll call them and
that.
Give them help.
I've been on the phone
and let them know who we are and that we're putting it on the air.
Yeah.
Then call the media people, call the local news. Tell them what's going on. You know, fight back. Don't let these people push you around.
Well, I wish I did at that moment, but at that moment I was just so shocked that they were doing it. Seriously. You know,
it's horrendous.
You have to do a step differently than their step. Their step is to get you all discombobulated and you know, stay there. Oh, I need it. It's their way of saying, oh, you know, you need this thing. That's why we're giving it to you. And that's not true. You don't need a nursing home. Nobody needs a nursing home, not even your worst person. The reason why they got worse is because they felt neglected. They were living in their own urine. That's why they're not with it anymore. So, I mean, I've
you take the worst,
myself.
The so-called worst person in the worst shape, right?
Right.
And you put the money where it belongs,
right.
And they don't need a nursing home.
No, they don't.
I don't care who it is.
That's right. I don't care how bad they are.
If you have the money, Yeah. If you have the money, you're going to be able to arrange the help that they need.
That's right. If they take that 196,
that's how it should be.
If they take that $196 billion and spread it for all the people in the nursing homes, okay, and make it, it'll start moving along, and then we can start getting from them the things that we need to advertise what we're doing. Yep. I know that for a fact.
Get people out.
Let
the social service do their job. Social service owes these people all the years that they took their money.
That's right.
You know?
And it wasn't
get them out. Put them in the hotels and the motels.
Yeah.
Until the place is renovated.
It's built again,
you know?
Yeah. They'll love it.
And then get people in there. Create a list of whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
And get people into the housing.
That's right.
And make the money available so they can have the help they need.
That's right.
That's
it's
how
really
the whole
a shame.
Thing works.
Yeah. It's a shame that people have to, you know, live that way. And it bothers me.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's going to be our guest tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Devin Fernandez, who's with the Third Eye Insight. And we were talking about the idea of producing a television show.
Oh, nice.
You know, starring disabled people.
I like that.
See? Starring disabled people helping other disabled people. And, of course, whatever
that's
celebrities
right.
want to participate, they're welcome.
They're more than welcome.
You know?
Disabled or not,
to raise,
you're welcome.
To raise money to keep people safely in their own home. He thought it was
that's
a
true.
Great idea.
Yeah, everybody is. We were the birth child, Frank and I, sitting, and then he goes, you know what that is, Susan? A great idea. Remember when I told you? I was like, I don't know. I just feel that would be the best thing for people to get.
Sure, it's a great
know.
Idea. I already have camera people who would donate their time.
Yes, sir.
I got them lined up.
That's right. We should. When do you want to do that? And then we'll put a date on it.
No, we got to get it. We got to get a
team. I know
a producer.
Together.
We got to get time.
That's right.
Slide it out
time.
On the network.
Yeah, you can't do a telethon without. And it's not going to be.
It's not a telethon.
Telethon.
I hate
it's
that word.
It's not a telethon. So do I. You know, it reminds me of.
It's a fundraising television show to.
Yeah.
Keep people safe in their own home.
We'll have
to come up with a title.
Yeah, of what it is, too. Because people are going to say,
anybody
oh,
on the line?
We don't. Let me check. All right, let's see. No, it's just you and I this time.
213-816-1650. Look for our ad in Able News.
Yes.
And call in and give us your opinion. Do you
definitely.
Think it's a good idea to turn nursing homes into accessible housing? We'd like to hear from
you. I do.
By the way,
can
you play that Robert Merrill?
Yeah, I can
anthem?
Try. I mean, I'm going to give me a second, okay?
Let's see if we can play it because I want to
just keep talking and then I'll see if I
concentrate
play it.
More okay. on how the politicians should improve their love for this country and independence. We recently sent out a tweet directed at President Joe, President Biden, to give people independence who are in these nursing homes.
Yeah.
And put
the
them safely
thing.
In their own home. So let's see if we can get the the great Robert Merrill.
Yeah, that'd be
one
great.
One of the greatest baritones of all time.
Yes, it is.
And by the way, Bob Merrill was disabled. He had polio.
Wow. See?
He walked with a limp.
That worked. Yeah, that's always something that people have to be afraid of, especially if they come from other countries, Frank. A lot of the people who come from other countries, they put a little bit of the disease in any one of their vaccines. That's
well,
really
he was
hopeful.
American. He didn't come from another country.
Yeah, but they were teaching them that they had to put a little bit of the disease so that they would actually get a little bit of it, and then that's why the people with polio all across the United States also got it, because they were placed with that.
No, what do you
that's
expect?
Had, yeah.
That's the World Health Organization.
Yeah, and they were in iron lungs, which made me like, what the heck is an iron
except
lung?
Except they don't promote health.
No, they don't.
All right,
so
how are you doing with that Merrill? Can we get it or not?
I don't think we could get it right about now because I'm trying. It's just, I'm slow at my
network. You
had it
before.
So everything else, yeah, I did. Hold on. Just keep going with the show and I'll get it.
All right. So we're going to see if we can get that up. This being July 4th week.
Yeah, definitely.
And last count, I believe, I remember correctly, 4 million in nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
4 million in nursing homes throughout the country. That is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the money that is spent.
Yeah.
You know, for these people. I mean, just take each person who is on Social Security or disability, just take that money alone. It's got to be billions of dollars.
It does.
Going to these nursing homes, you know, to pay people who neglect the residents.
People, that's horrible, isn't it? To me, it is.
And you know, they'll say,
bad.
"Oh, well, we feel bad. We want to do a better job. Give us more people, more people." If that were true, and as we said before, why don't they let the home health aides
come in?
Room?
Yeah.
There's your help right there.
Right, to help you out.
And the money is already there for that.
My aide had to go to a nursing home on her days off from me because they're not giving them the like an overtime shift. So I had to hire two aides. One of them wasn't good, and I hired, you know, my aides, you know, that way, the extra aides, and I put them on the backup list.
The government
but
does
now
not care about wasting the taxpayers' money.
Yes, that's true.
832 New York, 833, make that. New York, internet site, 213-816-1650. And I don't believe that there's one person in this country who, given a choice of being in their own home with the proper help or a nursing home, would choose the nursing home.
None would. I'm betting.
And I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
So, you know, get behind
the amount,
petition. Change.org.
I'm sorry.
Tell them how to find the petition. That's what you should do.
Yeah. The petition can be found on, you go straight on the website where it says Blog Talk Radio. No, I'm sorry, right onto the website that says change.org. Sorry about that. And then when you go there, there'll be a search, like window. Like you have a little way to type in where you want to go. So type in inner site, one word, INNERSIGHT, one word. And then when you're done with that, you will get our ad, and then just look for the date and the show. Once you get the date and the show, you'll be able to tune in. And that would be awesome. And then
well, we're
also
talking
have...
about the petition, not the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right?
You're right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. The petition.
The petition, that change.org.
Can be found. Yes, it is at change.org.
Now, can you pull that up?
Yeah. Once I hit the search window, like I told you, and you type in Inner Sight, from there on it is where I made a mistake that...
All right, pull it up. Let me know how many names. I want to know how many names we have on it.
Okay. Hold up. I think it's only two right now, but that doesn't mean that there were supporters.
Well, verify it.
Yeah. I can verify it. Hold on. INNERSIGHT. Okay.
We need more names.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Wow.
Were there just two?
Right now, I think, but I want to make sure. Oh, for God's sakes. All right.
Two people signed?
Yeah, two people so far.
All right. We're on the air for approximately another half an hour, right? I'd like to get 20 names in that half an hour.
That time frame, yeah.
Anybody out there? Now you can hear this show any time, day or night. So if it comes later, I'll take it. But
yeah,
it'd be nice if we could get it while we're on the air.
That'd be awesome.
20 names. Go to change.org. Anybody listening,
please,
or any friends or anyone.
Change.org.
Yes.
That's right.
Sign
just
the petition.
Keep on doing that.
If you're
fundraising.
If you're a young person, sign it for older people who are threatened with nursing homes.
Yeah. Help them out. Really help them out.
And if you're an older person who's being helped by a friend or a family to stay out of a nursing home, sign it. For all those
otherwise,
who you want to help.
That's right. There's always like a time frame and a place where, you know, you're at risk. Like, for example, I give people the hospital theme of what they're trying to do. They'll say to you, oh, you know, we have a great system on keeping people out of nursing. Bullshit. That's bullshit, if you ask me. They don't do that. If they did that, we wouldn't be on the show, you know, asking for it.
If they did that, you wouldn't
out
need
of the
nursing homes.
That's right, exactly. So, they push people into this situation, too. You know, oh, you need rehabilitation. Yeah, okay, give me a acute rehabilitation, not a subacute, because if you do the subacute, I'm going to get stuck in a freaking nursing home, and that ain't cool for me. You know, and then
well,
they go,
sometimes
oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
need
yeah.
rehab and sometimes you don't.
Yes, exactly. And I know when.
People should always get a second opinion.
Opinion, yeah.
On something like that.
But I think some of the other doctors, it may sound stupid, but I think they get a kickback for each person, you know, that they get for the nursing home. So they will try to keep pushing.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't surprise
you.
Me.
Nope. Yeah, I know that kickback. That is available for anybody who would want to put somebody in a nursing home. That's definitely.
All right, 20 names. We're looking for 20 names from now until the time we go off the air. People to sign at change.org. And help liberate someone from a nursing home. Help protect them by turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. You know, get behind it.
Yeah.
Inner Sight's going to put some funding
money
on it soon.
Yeah.
To promote it. Anybody out there who would like to do that, we welcome that.
That's right.
Help us promote the petition and get people to look at it and get names. You know, we did good. on the service dog one, we got almost 80,000 names.
That's right, in one night.
So we've got to, this is a different issue.
Yeah, and it's a really, really, oh wait, hold on. Chris Caggs from Sydney signed it. Thank you, Chris.
Oh.
That's the one from, yeah, he signed it. And I'm getting everybody,
from
thank
Sydney?
You. Yeah.
Isn't that an independent living place?
No. No. Yes, and
yes,
and
it
no.
is.
Yes, in New York. Right, it's called Sydney, but it's also spelled differently. And then the
that's the Center for Independent Living in the city,
in New York City. But he's not from there. Remember Shakedown Radio with Chris Caggs? He wrote down, you know, that he signed
why,
it.
Why did you say with Sydney? What?
He's at Sydney, Australia. That's why.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Oh, sorry.
You said Sydney.
Yeah, he's signing it.
All right, thank you, Chris.
In Sydney, I said.
There you go.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Put it on your, work it into your show somehow.
Yeah, it'd be great.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And try to get us a whole bunch
more
of signatures. Now what, you just saw the signature now?
I just saw it now when we were talking about it, so they're doing it.
he must be listening to the show.
Yeah, I know. All the time.
There you go. It is a start. A radio
yeah.
personality from Australia.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Here we go.
Come on. We need some cool Americans to sign it.
Yes, they do.
Sign the petition. We want to get 20 names. We
that's
got 19
all
to go.
If you got 100 names, that's even better, because that's when we get our show upgraded. So if anybody can just get us to 100, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Our
then
goal is 20 names for the show. 19 more names.
That's
the
right.
number
that's
here is 213-816-1650. Spread the petition around. You have
put it on your, you know, he goes, listen and pound download and pound at Podbean. Oh, interesting. Okay, I'll have to put our show on Podbean. You know, I've been going everywhere. So anytime people put, you know, this to help me out, believe me, it's a diamond in the rough, I'll tell you. I have to keep adding it to different you know, radio stations and different blog signal where they have all, you know, a lot of Blog Talk Radio shows, they put some of the suggestions where to put them in their help menu. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. Now
anybody who believes in our tweet that we sent out, urging the President of the United States to give people in nursing homes independence and put them safely in their own home.
Yeah.
Anybody who believes in that tweet,
that's right.
Sign, go to change.org and put your name
you
on
might
the
have
petition.
Questions. You might have questions, then just call our regular number, which, you know, and we'll sit down and give you the whole spiel on what we're doing. But if you,
well,
you know, if you want
to... The petition's pretty self-explanatory.
It is. It is. But some people like to take it slowly, you know what I'm saying, Frank? Especially if they're going to be giving you a lot of money. They'll take things slowly. I might even go back...
We're not asking for a lot of money right now. We're asking people to sign.
I know. Just a petition.
We'll take the money.
Yeah, well, we'll take the money to help them, yeah. If you have it. I mean, right now...
If we had a lot
Frank
of money,
I,
you'd see how fast we'd get a lot of signatures.
That's true. That's very true.
That would help.
A lot of support on it. Yeah, it would help a lot. But, you know, you got to understand, too, that if you're getting signatures and support, they already put some money to get that happening. All right? So we got to... I figured this out while we're putting up their names. They put down... like where they're from. They put down all the things that they're, you know, sharing with you. But it's from Australia, which doesn't matter to me as long as they shame the United States into doing what we need them to do. That'd be awesome. I don't want to shame anybody, but they should be on here first.
Well, some of these politicians deserve to be shamed.
Yes, they
do. Allowing these places to exist, these nursing homes.
That's right.
You know, and creating these programs. None of these programs are really worth anything, and I'll tell you why.
No, they're not.
Because they don't include a system to get rid of the nursing homes within any of these programs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they don't. They really
There's
don't.
One program that has money to get rid of the nursing homes.
And have
you know,
the
They left that
to do
out.
It. That's right.
They left that out.
Yeah.
And the independent living centers have to follow that rule or they'll lose their money.
That's right.
I don't call that a complete program.
Nah.
To me, it's a half-assed situation.
Yeah, it is. It very much is.
Because why didn't they include in the budget, you know, monies to create an alternative to the nursing home, which would be accessible housing?
That's right.
They didn't do that.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, yours truly, the other day, asked to be hired by Silo as an liaison to get rid of the nursing home.
I loved it when you said that.
And they wanted to hire me, but they couldn't.
Oh, what was the reason?
They couldn't.
Oh.
And Joe, the director said, I can't do that.
Uh-oh.
I can't do that. You know?
Uh-oh.
He wanted to do it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, can you imagine yours truly working for an independent living center
Silo?
whose job it would be to eliminate nursing homes?
I would love it.
Job.
I would love it too. I would sit there
there
and
is
I'd
no,
advertise you all day long.
there is no person that I know of in this country who has a job like that.
Nope.
Find
or
me one.
Offers for them to do it free until he is able to get. You know, we do this, you know, because we love people. And we don't want people to get stuck in these horrid places of nursing homes. I've been through it all. So if anybody wants to talk, I'm here. And the number is 631-224-3090. Again, 631-224-3090. And you
yeah,
can
that's the inside number.
Right. Call at any time and put details, you know, not too much, but enough details that we know it's you when you call back, and we'll, you know, very much try to get, you know, things done.
Anybody out there who would like to make a donation to create a job, you know, for yours truly. Let's say,
and myself
to
as backup
for Inner Sight to create a job to get rid of nursing homes. Now we don't need a big salary. Most of the money would go to exposing and letting people know what's going on.
Right.
The salaries would be very low.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, you know, somebody donated, for instance, $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That would last us a couple of years.
Yeah, well.
So anybody out there who would like to do that, because
yeah.
we don't get paid.
We don't get paid at all. Nope.
There's another way, another approach
yeah.
of helping this situation.
Yes.
You know?
And I would suggest the agencies coming to the independent living centers and saying, how can we help you get this done? This is important. I don't care what you think about independent living or what you think about anything. It's not an opinion anymore. It's due. It's due time, meaning you do that.
Yeah, but the independent living yeah. centers can't do this job.
No,
they can't get rid of the nursing home. They're not allowed to.
Wow, even better.
Yeah. They're not allowed to.
You know
why
I'm saying even
that's
better
why,
than my sister's comment?
That's why here at Inner Sight, if someone would want to take a different approach and
that's
donate
true.
The money for a job,
right.
you know, we could work it a lot differently.
Yes, we can.
And I don't mean go out and get a big fancy building, because we don't need that.
No, people don't need a fancy building.
The money would not be wasted on that.
No.
Most of the money would go for public relations.
Rent. Yes. You could always rent for the day a place where you can organize. There's always, like, the library has very low, budgets. And they can just give you some space for the day just to talk about what your plans are. And that's all you really need. Or even on Zoom, you know, if there's people in other countries who want to give you what their country did, which I think that's why our shakedown got involved. But I'm really happy that I see Chris on there because I want to know how Australia did it because they were up with the same issue that we have. So if I can get an answer from him, that'd be awesome, what Australia did. And that's
what
cool.
Australia did about what?
About the nursing homes. They had the same question.
Oh,
same
I
issue.
Don't know what they
yeah.
do over
so
there.
So I want to know what they did. And also, you know, if they have any people who are in nursing homes now, you know, we could do...
I'm sure they
the UN.
Do.
Yeah. And we could call the UN
nursing
to
homes
get these
all over
people
the,
out.
All over the world.
I know. Some are a lot better than others. A lot better. And also...
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night, special guest.
Yeah.
Devin Fernandez.
Oh, I can't
the
wait.
Third Eye Insight. And,
oh, how cool is that?
Be a great show tomorrow night, so you don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Devin will be with us. Friday night, the funnies. Let's see. Monday night, Mad or Glad.
That's
anything
right.
you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in right here. Tuesday's open
yeah.
mic. Wednesday, you're listening tonight, is the nursing home program.
That's right.
And Thursday, we usually reserve for different subjects.
Now, let me look at this
That's
this
the rundown.
And see if we got our names. If we got a little bit, I'm going to celebrate. I don't care how... Well, it is.
All right, we're looking for 20 names before we go off the air on change.org.
That's right.
The petition to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
It's
and
not
benefit
that hard to do.
Millions of people.
Oh.
So did anybody sign?
I'm going to the petition right now. It's just...
All right.
The very slow computer that I have.
And we're going
to
give you the
very low on
benefit.
Resource.
We're going to give people the benefit of the doubt. You can listen to this show in the archive and try to put your name on the petition. We'll count that as the 20 signatures.
That's right.
I should have started the whole thing at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we should have. But you know what? They can do that still at the beginning of the show.
Total, we got
yeah.
three names now?
Yeah, I believe so. But we're going to be having more tonight, so you got to wait for more, you know?
Well, we'll see. Three names.
Yeah. Three names so far.
We would need another 17 names to make the 20.
That's right. And then another you know, if you're going to do that, you really want the whole amount eventually, which is $100. That would get you to move up to the next category.
$100? What are you talking about? Wait, you're not making
not $100.
You mean 100
no,
names.
Yes, I said 100 names. I'm trying to make things
all right.
clear.
Well, let's stick to the goal, see if we can get to 20 first.
Yeah, no, we'll start with that, and then
get
we'll see
20,
you the next
then
night.
We can push
yeah,
it up.
You can mention on the show also, then that helps.
Inner Sight. How about that Robert Merrill? You can't find it?
It's not that I can't find it. It's just that it won't, I'm looking at where I'm getting this information, and it won't post it.
You played it before. What did you
yeah,
do
Yeah, I did. I had it on my other phone. Hold on.
A different phone?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have it on this phone, what are you saying?
Right. I have to download everything on our board.
Well,
can
you go off and switch to the other phone?
No, I'm on it now. I'm on it now because I can't stand...
Oh, you're on it now.
Wait
a minute. You just told me you had it on your other phone. Now you're telling me you...
This is my other phone. This is
oh,
the
all
old
right. So
phone
can you
that I use. Yeah, I'm going to play it. Let me get to it. Oh, man, what time is it? Okay, I have 4 minutes. All right.
8:56.
That's right.
Sign the petition. Change.org.
That's right.
Help us get those 20 names to liberate people in nursing homes. Keep them out.
That's right.
And help the taxpayers free up all that money.
You're going to go on and keep promoting it until the next... Hold on.
All right, we're trying to hook up the national anthem
yes.
with
right.
Robert Merrill.
M-E-R-R-I-L-L. Merrill.
In honor of independence.
Yeah. Robert. Doing that to myself.
On Inner Sight Live.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yes, he has
and
a beautiful
thank you,
voice
Chris.
Oh, yes, thank you, Chris.
Signing the petition.
Chris Daggs. That's right. All right, let's see.
We don't want anyone
Why?
To have the threat of a nursing home hanging
no.
over their head.
That's right. And they probably did something that I want
to
find out. Oh, come on. Really? You're not coming up right now. I'm sorry, Frank. I'm trying. No matter which way I go to get this thing, it's
all right, we'll have to take a rain check.
On that and do it tomorrow.
On the Merrill.
That's right.
And maybe try to get it in tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So we want to thank everybody for listening. Remember, we're doing this for everyone.
Yes, we are. It is for everyone.
You never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
That's right. Oh, I got it, I think. 2 minutes. You want me to play it?
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, we could. Oh, I'll play it quick.
Inner Sight.
Okay. Okay.
Robert Merrill. And now... To honor America, will you now please join with Mr. Merrill in the singing of our national anthem.
Thank you.
love America and sign our petition. Divine world, inner sight.
And inner sight, baby, inner sight, Frank. Good night, everyone. Hang on, I'm almost done. What? No, I'm just telling him that it's a great... He's not on it. I know him by now.
Radio 8 to 9, weeknights. Call us on the cell. 872038. Have a good day. Leave a message. Thank you.
Hey, Frank. I don't know if the thing beeped or not. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you got a long way for your beep to go. Anyway, if I hear it again, I'll just leave my number for tomorrow morning and give me a call. That was a great show, by the way. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. All right, thanks. Bye. Hey, great show. What? Yeah, it's part, they said to me, I've been speaking with them, the people who are helping me out with the psychology, and they said that comes from the bipolar, that if you're, like, excited, you don't pay attention to easily. But I'm going to... What do you call work on that? I'm going to see if I got some herbs. When do you want me to cut in so we could do some of the show together? That's what I'd like to do. When we have a great show, like towards the end of that, we were more relaxed, you know, with the situation. We were talking about the thing, and then it wasn't as bad, and I was trying very hard to not make it a possible interruption. You know, it's not easy for me. Oh yeah, that's Yeah, no, that's a problem. That's the problem. I'm trying. Radio, yeah, no. You're saying, yeah. Can I just say, because I know it won't be that hard, if I'm getting one of those attacks, I call them, can I just say, you know, we have a co-host, which is you, and then I'll refer to you if I want to wait until that simmers down. But I got to give you a code word so you know that's happening to me. not easy. I can't shut it off like the water. It's something that's actually happening, so I got to be more aware of it. That's all. You know, I know. It's really, it gets on my nerves, that stupid. How do I, that's not the easiest thing when you're in that. It just comes out. I just got to find a way to not let it come out. Just, I did it before, you know, but sometimes it does come out, and it's really annoying to me. You know, I don't want to interrupt you, and it's hard, very hard with that. So I'm going to try my hardest again. It's better if I try my hardest and I know where we're at with that, then I could, you know, not interrupt you. It would be great. But I have to speak with the counselor and see what she suggests. Listen. Yeah, I'd rather wait till the morning and see. You know? It'd be nice. He does. Immediately, he was the one who jumped on. I think you're right. Or he knows somebody who's disabled. Yeah. Or he himself. You know, some people were in nursing homes and they know what they're like. You know, or even their family member, you know, of, and maybe he's had a death, which is really important. Really important in my eyes. I'll make sure people get on. I think you're right, and I have to do that. I want you to come with me, if we can, next week to go to the mall. All right? Yes, I know, but I got to look at the space before I say yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's signatures. What happens if they say it's going to cost a little money? What do we do? What happens if they say it's going to cost us a little bit of money? What do we say? How much? No, if we come there and we want to do this, they'll say, you know, sometimes, you know, are you collecting money or whatever? Then they want a portion of it. I'm not letting them know that we're collecting money. I'll put that thing down on the floor. I hope so. Because then we'll be thrown out. If they give us money, that's good. Yeah, from the nursing home. I think Mr. Shakedown got it right. Sign the petition. It doesn't matter where you're from. If it's all around the world, it's fine. You know? Yeah, corporate. Corporate of blog or corporate of change or both or confusing at times. But to let you know, it would probably, we're corporate, Frank and I, so that's something that you don't have to worry about. We'll defend you, you know, if something happens. But I don't want anybody to think that we're able to get people out of jail, so think wisely. If you want to demonstrate when we're ready and you can't, you have the money to come here, that would be nice. And then we could definitely, you know, have you help us out with that, you know. Because he mentioned an episode and they're listening and a download on Podbean. Now, Podbean, I think, is pretty good because I know a couple of people who have used it already for their you know, letting people know what things are going on. I just need to find out more. I'm sorry. Yeah, I will. Definitely. Yeah, I will when she's here, when she first comes in. But I have to also make sure that she's even, you know, we're doing together things to get me moving. Not her thinking of something and then being on my case the whole day and annoying the freak out of me. She wakes me up. I'd rather wake myself up, you know, but I can't. So she has to wake me up when she comes in for breakfast. You know, that's the problem. I'm not waking up so well. All right, take care. Okay, that's done. Oh, yeah.